Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, a special thanks. We especially thank you for that. And you're going to really be glad you stayed around because Dr. Ivan Meisner's in the building, so to speak. Ivan is a long-time member of our Brain Trust, and he is the founder and the CEO of Business Network International, BNI, an organization you've heard me talk about many times before, even sometimes when he's not here. He's author of a number of books, most of them on networking, but not all of them. And his new book is called Truth or Delusion, Busting Networking's Network's Biggest Myths. And he's our good friend. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's always great to be on your show.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, I enjoyed the tour of the BNI headquarters last week.
Yeah, which we finally met after all of these years that we've been doing this show together. You've had me on. I was 7-8 years.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Finally had a chance to meet. I'm glad you were able to walk through BNI, our little office.
Yeah, it was great. No, it's a very impressive office, and got to meet some of your folks. And folks, I really, you know how much I encourage you to find out more about BNI. We'll be talking about that more again in just a little bit. But Ivan, you got big doings coming up next week, don't you?
We do indeed. It's the inaugural year for what we're calling International Networking Week. And the goal for International Networking Week is to celebrate the role that networking plays in the development and the success of business across the world. And this first year, our goal really is to create an awareness for the week.
Now, are you the person who basically said, let's establish International Networking Week?
You know, I'd like to take credit, but I can't.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Well, yes, I did. No. It was a national director of ours in Australia, Jeff Kirkwood, that really kept nudging us about this. Because his point was, BNI is the world's largest business networking organization, mm-hmm. and networking as a way of generating business is growing. If BNI doesn't take a lead role on this, someone's going to. And obvious that we needed to do that.
Well, like as Tom Belushi said in the Animal House movie, you know, you're just the guys to do it.
Well, yes, yeah, really, we think we really are. I mean, we're in 37 countries, so if something like this can be done worldwide, certainly BNI can do that. But I think one of the important things to note with this is that we're opening it up to networking organizations all over the world. So this isn't just a BNI program, although we call it a BNI initiative.
Right.
It's a program that's open to any networking organization all around the world.
Any professional business development organizations or whatever, you guys are going to invite them in. And that's just the classic kind of thing I'd expect you to do. Have you got this on Chase's calendar yet?
No.
You need to get that on Chase's calendar so it can be published. It'll start being published then.
All right. I'll take a look at that.
Yeah, we'll have to look at that. We'll help you. I think we know some folks who may be able to help you with that. But now, you are trademarking the term, aren't you?
Yes, we are. The term. We filed an application. Should have an answer pretty soon.
But what does all this mean? What does it mean to have an International Networking Week?
Well, you know, if you look back in the literature, do a literature search, you're not going to find anything on business networking prior to the mid-1980s. And so what we've seen in the last 10 to 20 years is this codifying of the phrase, of the term, sort of systemizing the process of business networking, something that was really never done before the mid-80s. And so we believe that this is a great way to create awareness and to get the word out about the process and what we particularly consider to be the process of networking, which is our focus really is relationship networking, building connections and developing relationships with people. It's not a it's not just direct selling. It's not, you know, what some people view as I mean, a lot of people view networking sort of like, remember that old show WKRP in Cincinnati?
Oh, yeah.
Most people view a good networker as Herb Tarlick. You remember him?
Oh, yeah, the plaid suits.
Yeah, they think Herb is a good networker. And so what we're trying to do is to create an understanding that that's not a good networker, that a good networker is all about building relationships with people.
Well, I quote my good friend Ivan Meisner all the time. In fact, I did it earlier this week with someone when I said, this is what Ivan says, givers gain.
Yeah, giver's gain, which is based on the social capital theory of the law of reciprocity.
Right, exactly. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Ivan Meisner. We've got more networking stuff to talk about right after these messages. Remember, next week is International Networking Week. Wherever you are around the world listening to this show, start thinking about celebrating it. Start figuring out how you can celebrate it in your own organization. Stay with us. Welcome back. 17 till. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with us. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And Ivan Meisner, Dr. Ivan Meisner is our good friend. He's the founder and the chairman of Business Network International. That's BNI. And that's BNI.com, right?
It is, BNI.com.
And, you know, Ivan, fully a year before I met you, I started thinking about the 21st century. I kept thinking, you know, I believe things are going to be different in the 21st century. And I, of all the things that I've ever said that weren't right, that wasn't one of them. I was right about that. And I said, I believe of all the things that business owners are going to have to do in the 21st century, in addition to buying and selling and accounting and keeping track and, you know, and managing our employees and all those things that we've always had to do, I said there are going to be three things that business owners are going to have to do. And I wrote this down. I put this in articles. They're going to have to do these three things. In addition, these are new things that are going to have to be able to do really, really well in the 21st century. And if they don't, they won't be successful. And one of them was leveraging technology more than ever before. The second one was building strategic alliances. And the third one was networking. And of course, the strategic alliance and the networking, they go hand to hand. You start out with your networking, and through the networking, you build your strategic alliances, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. That's a great way to build strategic alliances.
Well, a lot of people, I think, Ivan, when they think of networking, they think of it as like, you know, it's something I'll use when the time comes, when it happens, I'll do some networking, or, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, I'll do some networking. They don't think of it as something that they need to do every day, do they?
No, they don't. And particularly when you're talking about career networking, you know, I often hear people that talk about the fact that they're looking for a job and they better start networking now. And you're like, you should have been doing the networking about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's the way to find a job today. But it's like that old Chinese saying, you know, when's the best time to plant a oak tree? Mm-hmm. The answer to that is 25 years ago.
Right.
When's the second best time? Today. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. You know, you do what you need to do, but you need to start working on your networking soon because it takes time. It is absolutely not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a long-term process.
If you do it right.
Yeah, if you do it right, that's right. It's all about building those relationships. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine from Jack Canfield's Transformational Leadership Council yesterday,
right.
And he was saying that one of the things that we might want to focus on for this International Networking Week is really the core, which we had talked about briefly before we went to break, the core of the philosophy, which is the law of reciprocity. And you've probably seen the movie The Secret. No, we've talked about it, The Secret, I think.
Right.
A great movie, and it's all about the law of attraction. And he was saying that we should probably focus on seeing if we can get made possibly a movie or something done about the law of reciprocity, which is what good networking is all about.
Right, right.
And I thought, wow, that's a great idea. And so that's really one of my missions for this International Networking Week, is to try and get something out there in the world as to what the law of reciprocity is and how it works. And that's going to change business over the next century.
There's no question about it. And I think the movie Pay It Forward is as close as I've ever seen to that, probably. If you've seen that movie,
oh yeah, it's a
Pay
great
it forward.
Movie. Yeah.
And even though it kind of has a sad ending, the principle is I think a good one. You know, Ivan, nothing makes you feel any better than when you have an opportunity to reach out to someone who can help you,
right?
And you've already laid up a storehouse. You've already laid up sort of a deposit in with them of goodwill. You've already given them the things that you've done for them without any strings, without any requirements of them. You've already done something for them. And when you need some help from them, it's a great feeling knowing not that they owe you, but that they're going to be glad to help you, and that they will help you if they can, because a month ago or 5 years ago, you were there for them. That's a good feeling, isn't it?
It really is. And you used a great word. You said a deposit. I mean, this really is all about social capital, which is, you know, different than that financial capital. It's the relationships that one builds and the way in which one is able to call upon those social connections.
Well, and you know, I know a lot of people who have taken literally the social capital that they had, the networking that they had, and had no money. I mean, they literally were you know, had no real money, but they were able to turn those connections, that goodwill, into opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've probably met people, I have, who lost everything and in a second go round made it all back. How is that possible?
That's exactly right. Well, I'll tell you, I did that once.
Yeah.
When I started my consulting business in '89, the first people I called on to tell them about my new business were the people that I had done business with in one particular industry 10 years before.
Yeah.
And because of the way I had treated them, because of the way I did business with them, every one of the people I called on gave me business in the early days.
And you built on your social capital.
That's exactly right. And that's where I was. I hadn't even thought about that till you were just mentioning that. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Ivan Meisner. We're continuing to kick off here the week before, International Networking Week. It's all next week, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. Wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever you're doing, you can celebrate and promote International Network Week. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, with of the Platters.
Only you,
the late great Tony Williams,
can make the darkness bright.
Classic music, Ivan Meisner. You don't remember that music, though, do you? You're too young to remember that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm so young.
Dr. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Business Network International, BNI.com is the website and organization I encourage you to check out. They can find out more about you, I know, on your website, Ivan. You guys got a lot of stuff going on there. But also they can find out if there's a local chapter near them. They can find out if there's not one, how to create one, right?
Yes, they can. We just got our final numbers in for 2006, and they're all posted up there. We ended the year with 4,600 chapters in 36
wow.
countries. Just opened our 37th country in January.
It's amazing how your business has taken off since you've been doing my show for the last seven or 8 years.
Yeah,
we're always
10 times the growth in the last 7 or 8 years.
Always glad to help out. International Networking Week, folks, is all next week. Ivan, how can we participate? How can we plug in? How can we add value to this whole week?
Well, we know that there are hundreds of events taking place in at least 11 countries around the world because
like
that's
what?
What's been communicated to us. BNI has worked with a number of chambers to create an event where a networking event where people are getting together. There may be a speaker. There'll be open networking. There'll be different meeting stimulants to keep things lively and interesting. We know that there's several hundred of those all around the world. In addition, in many, many BNI meetings, probably more than 1,000, we're actually doing special meeting stimulants during the week. The one that we're doing is bring your best client to a meeting. So somebody that you know really well, somebody that you've worked with really, really well, you invite them to a meeting as your guest. So these are simple things that we're doing. The bottom line is we'd love the listeners of your program to just be aware of this and to share it. I mean, the goal this first year is awareness, letting people know that this week, every week, the first full week of February, so this year it'll be the 6th, the 5th through the 9th, the first full week of February is International Networking Week. And if we can get that awareness out there the first year, you're going to see a big jump in the number of events in the next year. And we've have over 100 this year.
Wow, I really admire you, and I'm not the least bit surprised, Myvan, but I'm so happy that you are including the Chambers of Commerce, because I know you agree with me. They're a wonderful organization, and I think all of the BNI members should be members of the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, they absolutely should, and sometimes it surprises people to hear the founder of BNI say, go out and join another networking group. But the truth is that you need to have this combination of networks. I mean, chambers give you breadth in the community. You
That's
meet
right.
lots and lots of people, and a group like BNI gives you depth. You don't meet hundreds of people in BNI, but you're building a tight relationship with a small cadre of people. So mm-hmm. it's that combination that you really need, and it fits perfectly with our goals with International Networking Week, and we open our hands, our arms to chambers.
Well, and by the way, I'm going to be in Meadville, Pennsylvania on Monday. They're having their 200, they're celebrating 200 years of the Chamber of Commerce in Meadville, Pennsylvania. How about that?
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you need to let them know that it's International Networking Week.
I'm going to. No, I'm already planning on telling them that, but it's a great thing. Ivan, when someone is part of a BNI organization, when they're attending BNI meetings, give us a 30-second tour of what happens there.
Well, at BNI, we take one person per profession. There may be anywhere from 20 to 50 people. We do have some chapters larger than that at a meeting. We start with open networking. After the open networking, people, one at a time, we go around the room and everyone gives a 60-second introduction of who they are and what they do. The speaker, we have a speaker each week. It's always a member that goes into more detail about what mm-hmm. they do. And then the last part of the meeting, which is the most important, is the referral part of the meeting. It's where members will stand up and they'll say, I have three referrals today. One is for this member, one is for this member. And we actually pass the referrals. That's
so
how
they're
we know
sitting
we
there
form.
Hearing this person say, this is what I do. And that another person across the table is thinking, hey, my neighbor needs that.
Yeah, but the real key in what we try to train is that the goal is not to try and close a sale at these meetings. The goal
right.
is to train a sales force, teach people how to listen for referrals mm-hmm. for you. That's a significant change in the way people network in groups.
Referrals are the most powerful element of a small business, no question about it. Hey, Ivan, congratulations on International Small Business Week. Good for you guys, and hope
Can
you guys have a great
the
weekend.
Website?
Absolutely.
Can I mention the website?
Yes, 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 yes.
InternationalNetworkingWeek.com. InternationalNetworkingWeek.com. There's a 9-minute video up there that people can download.
Thank you, Ivan. Gotta go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.